Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Look at this, just 20 minutes away from Krusty's Corner. You're 1 week away now from Brian being out there
yes.
in Oxnard?
Yeah, I'll be there. So the first week is what? T-shirts and helmets and things. Maybe a little bit more competition stuff than we have for an OTA practice. But be out there in the middle of all that. Looking forward to doing the show from the tennis courts and looking forward to having you guys out there the following week for sure.
Yeah, starting August 3rd, our show will be out there and tune in to KNC plus Broadus next week as our training camp coverage gets underway. Dak quotes from over the weekend. This is a virtual meet and greet. Was this part of the Fanatics deal?
No, I think this was his charitable thing.
Yes,
yeah, this is his cancer thing that he does for his mom.
Well, salute to that foundation.
Yeah.
He says, the one thing I love about Cowboys Nation and being a player of the Cowboys is it's Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah.
And truthfully, that's the only reason you play this game. And so if that's not your mindset, if that's not your mindset as a fan, then to me, you don't have the right passion. You're not a true winner. So absolutely, we're working every day for it. And I think he's dead balls on. You know, that's I think that's part of what makes these guys great is their belief that they can win, you know, and that confidence is powerful. He says, whether it be competing away from the game or even in the game when we're competing, that's why we have players like Caleb Downs change their defensive coordinator, that scheme, and super excited about what we're going to offer you guys. Okay, so guess at least there he was talking to the fans or media. On the offseason and his trip with the guys, apparently they went to Utah.
Park City.
Says it's been busy. Obviously, we had the off-season training and the workouts, but when that ended a few weeks ago, for me, it was about playing golf. So had the receivers and the tight ends, all the pass catchers out in Utah. We had a great time just getting better and getting camaraderie. It's been a great off-season. They go out there and play a bunch of golf in Utah? I'll tell you what, if I was Dak Prescott, you have, okay, the Brian Flores game last year fresh in your memories, right, against Minnesota.
Tough day at the office.
It was.
One of Brian Flores' right-hand men, Durante Jones, a gentleman that interviewed for the defensive coordinator position here with the Cowboys, takes DC job in Washington. You're going to see that twice a year. A lot of blitzes. You have, you know, not only the Cowboys, but several teams around the NFL changing coordinators and many of them electing to go with some Fangio stuff, which, you know, as we've become familiar with Christian Parker, is kind of predicated on handling the run with four or six and then allowing your secondary to play games with the quarterback and make them hold the ball for that extra half tick, make them hesitate. And that's, you know, that takes me back to 2021 and 2022 against D'Amico Ryans, who was getting it done with a different front technique. It was one gap, but they were able to do the same things against you as Fangio is trying to do, just with a different defensive line technique. This is about figuring out what to do, what's next, because at this age with this injury history, I can't run myself out of this. I can't say, oh, they're making me think a half second. Now it's time to go get in space and run through somebody or give them a little Dak Prescott nifty move that he was so good at, probably for his first four seasons in the NFL and obviously his entire career at Mississippi State. But I would be obsessed with how do I counter this, not what is my handicap, if you will.
Oh, this goes back to Romo a little bit too, right? Too much golfing?
Definitely does.
Maybe it's a little too much golfing. Hope Dak's not driving around right now.
This is the I hope he is. Yeah. I mean, hopefully he knows the hotline. This is the Romo similarity from his career arc that we didn't need or want. I don't need my quarterbacks obsessed with golf, Brian.
You want him in the lab. You want him in the virtual reality
thing.
Thank
you.
Speeding up the defense and just committed 25 hours a day to try and make sure that he is the most cerebral quarterback possible and there is no defense that could make him a tick slow when he's getting ready to sling that thing out of the pocket. I get it.
I mean, there are a lot of variables to account for. And I don't know, maybe he knows for sure that he's got it 100% maxed out, and sometimes the defenses are just going to get you.
Okay, so they're practicing, they're working together, they're still doing football drills, but they take a day, they golf together as a unit. Still, no go. They need to be working, they need to be drilling football,
Tony,
football, football.
Tony was trying to be a pro.
He took it to another level.
Dak's just trying to be better than Gavin Dawson right now.
I mean, and these guys, that I get it. Golf's amazing.
No, it is.
This is part of his leadership. This is part of the intangible.
Just a bonding
event. Okay, bonding. A bonding event, I get.
Devil's advocate here.
Chemistry.
If you're going to play one round with the guys, and that's part of your team building on your trip, I love it.
I don't think Dak's good enough to be like, I think Tony legitimately was thinking about, how could I be an NFL quarterback and also play in the Byron Nelson?
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think Dak is playing golf in a way of like,
he's just hanging out with the guys?
Yeah. I could say, I don't think he's trying to be both.
Maybe if he did the Tahoe American Century deal.
Tony tries to win that every year.
Maybe that would take you off a little bit more.
I mean, you don't have to be good at golf to be obsessed by golf. I think golf's
a
contagion.
LeBron, right?
Golf's a contagion. Yeah. You know, if you have it in your sales force, you're probably underperforming by 20 or 30%.
I think Dak's just trying to be better than you in golf. You know, that's all. I don't think
that's not hard.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Golf is for champions.
That's what I'm saying. I think
that Lombardi.
I think if you go out there and play with Dak, it might be I think if you play with Dak, it might be a lot of looking for his ball. That kind of thing. You know, I think it's just go out and have fun.
Where there's accuracy
where Tony was thinking about it at a whole nother level. Like every waking moment was how could I qualify for a PGA event? That's what he was, or how do I qualify for the US Open? Or how do I qualify, you know, that's what he was thinking about.
Okay, speaking of the Niners' losses at the end of the 2021 and 2022 season, it hit a fever pitch Friday, continued in the weekend with social media reactions. You had Kevin Clark championing for Dak late in the week, and then Emmanuel Acho accusing him of peeing down his leg.
Oh, he went
games.
Full stink on it.
Yes. I think he
called him Pea Scott at one point.
It was pretty vulgar. So I spent some time watching the games and
proving yourself
the playoff
right.
games?
Proving yourself correct.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I didn't know that with the NFL.com Plus subscription.
Yeah, you go back.
The condensed game?
You can go back in time.
Yeah.
And then you got this film room thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so cool.
Where you just enter a player's name and you can watch all of whatever game situation
that's
you want.
Awesome.
I thought that level of film filter was only for like league insiders or you had to spend more money.
It might be a new edition because they did not have it during the season.
Give me your $100. They'll do it for you.
Yeah.
They're all good.
Yeah, so that was a very pleasant surprise, NFL.com, and I thank you. And please don't take that away from me because it's my new best friend.
The question is, can they get you the film in a timely manner?
Oh. Yeah, because that can be hit or miss. Sometimes it's up immediately, sometimes it's a Wednesday. I'm like, damn it.
So I thought that conversation last week kind of consolidated around the idea of is it more Dak's fault or is it more the front office's fault that they haven't won?
If anyone says it's more Dak's fault than the front office's, they are completely wrong.
Okay.
They are completely wrong. I just want to make sure that as a maybe the highest paid quarterback in the league on any game.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're
yeah.
buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Given year, you are shouldering some blame.
Yes, yes.
Oh, and if you're doing the pie chart of just the Joneses slash front office with Dak, I don't know, is it 70-30?
Yeah, and I think you could say 70-30 sounds like a decent enough number to
80-20?
Me. 80-20? Good ballpark estimation, but
50-50?
They got whipped by Dak in the negotiation in his agency. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. You've built insufficient rosters.
Crappy coaching staffs.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, I think that's where I would put that at the top. It's like you made this dude go with Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy for majority of his career. And hopefully they got something new here going.
Speak that up.
With Adams and Shoddy and that... You know, to some extent, from a playoff standpoint, certainly remains to be seen, but seems like they're moving in the right direction from that standpoint.
They have not hired a difference maker as a head coach.
Still?
I have questions about this one. I do. I think this guy is great for getting everybody on the same page. I just don't, man. If he was his old man, I would be so much happier. I don't think he's his dad. But what I think he's very good is smoothing everything over, you know. And listen, he did a great job of delegating and making sure that he got the right defensive coordinator after the front office tried to saddle him with another bad defensive coordinator, you know. So I give him credit for that. I just don't know if this guy's that difference maker. And I think you need that. I just think you need the guy when it's the NFC Championship game or it's a week 17 game and it's, you know, that your team's beat up and you need to outthink somebody and you need to come up with something that could just get you over the top. I think this guy's I think he's great to have just all the other times. I don't know about this time.
I don't know about Shoddy as a play caller, but I think everything else is going to put you in a good enough position. Now, it's a 32-team league. His dad got close several times. His dad probably felt
his
like
he had his dad had some terrible luck along the way. His dad also had some really good teams and effed up those teams at the end.
Maybe you know, apple doesn't fall from the tree.
I just don't I loved his dad. I loved his dad's mentality and the toughness that he had. And I think that – but he had some bad luck in Cleveland, especially in a couple of games against Denver. But overall, I think this guy's he's a good leader. I just don't know about that difference maker.
So we'll see on Shoddy, you know, with Dak and like his role in losing those three games.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
I don't think any quarterback in the history of the league would win those games more than half of the time. Maybe 5% of the time, the absolute best quarterbacks in the NFL would overcome what Dak would have had to overcome against the 49ers and Packers. And I'm just not comfortable with that as a media member or analyst or talk show host saying, I'm going to mark it against you that you weren't able to overcome all of this. The 49ers didn't blitz. They completely shut down the run game in both games. And, you know, they had Warner Greenlaw and Azeez Al-Shaair basically running free, playing pass defense against you. Your running game went 16 carries for 48 yards in one game and 16 carries for 45 yards in the other game. The pressure rate was around 30%. A third of the time. Now, not the worst in NFL history. I think the worst was Tom Brady against the Broncos in like 2014 or something. He was pressured on about half the snaps. But it was the highest amount Dak had been pressured those seasons when he got to take on the 49ers. I mean, what kind of quarterbacks win if you're accounting for all of that? You're stopping our run easily. You're pressuring us constantly. And you're dropping seven dudes who were named Fred Warner, Azeez Al-Shaair, one of the faster linebackers. I didn't even realize he was still on that team.
Yeah.
And then Dre Greenlaw, who, you know, was at that point, you know, a really good player. And you go through those rosters that the 49ers brought and what it ended up being. And maybe you guys remember this and you're accounting for it, but it was the number three defense by DVOA in 2021. And then clearly the best defense in 2022. And DeMeco Ryans was in the process of establishing himself as the best assistant coach in all of football.
Yeah.
And you were putting up Mike McCarthy and what, Kellen Moore? You were going to battle against the assistant coach of the year who was about to become head coach of the Texans and go down there and very quickly build another incredible defense. And yes, that happens, you know, just as it happened to Tom Brady against not only the Broncos, but he had bad days against the Ravens and the Jets in the 2000s. Patrick Mahomes scores 20 points or less in about one out of every five of his playoff starts. You know, and if you have the defense or the running game, you know, but I would say the way the Cowboys would have won those games is if their defense could have outplayed San Francisco's. And, you know, I think Dan Quinn did a pretty good job of making chicken salad out of chicken bleep. But, yeah, I guess my overall takeaway is just that I don't think you would bet on any quarterback in the history of the league to win either of those games. And then obviously Green Bay. Yes, the pick that set up their first field goal made it 10-0. And then the pick six made it 27-0.
Yep.
And it was over. But you would
That's the most egregious.
That was a bad one.
But what the defense did in failing stopping Jordan Love and stopping Aaron Jones, you know, was
terrible.
Yeah, Dan Quinn was
prohibitive.
Talking to Washington about that job.
Yeah.
Will McClay just yelled at me about that. I mean, yelled at me.
That's his guy.
That like, he is, how can you say that? I'm like, I'm just telling you, man, you hadn't played like that all year. You go out there, and next thing you know, that guy gets that job. Come on. And he goes, you should know better than that. I appreciate Will. I really, really do. But, man, I mean, that just did not seem right. The way that thing went down.
No, because you know those teams played really good defense.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that is a fairly common criticism of coaches that take another job earlier in the week and then go out there and, you know, do something that made them look unprepared.
Yeah, it just was so strange. That didn't even look like the same defense that played all year. And Green Bay had something to do with that. Don't get me wrong, but man, not to that level.
No,
you just
terrible.
Looked awful.
Shell shock.
Yeah.
Green Bay was a lot better offensively than maybe their statistical profile
and
of the
just,
year showed.
And you're not, and you're having like busted coverages, guys out of place, communication problems. You had them all year. Second overall seed in the NFC. Defensively, you'd been outstanding, and you play like that.
All right, got to run. Krusty's Corner coming up next. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got a really good exercise.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
DraymondGreen.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!